Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are back to Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
You have the bucket. You told Jocelyn to come into the studio, which
here.
That, hello. You know, she's usually in her booth. So what's going on?
Are you guys ready to, and everyone listening, ready to get pumped?
Get pumped.
Get pumped.
Yeah, when do we get pumped?
We're gonna get pumped up here. There's a new study out that says cursing, when you work out and you curse real loud, that's the secret to getting ripped and getting big muscles, is cursing.
Well, seeing as how there's FCC regulations, that's probably not a great idea for us, JC.
Well, here's the thing, okay? Here's the thing. So brains connect cursing with pain. So when we curse, it heightens our pain threshold and gives us more gains. So what I want to do is I want us to put this to the test.
Okay.
But I'm not going to give us the traditional curse words. I've got the bucket filled with radio-friendly curse words.
What do you mean? Like,
You'll reach into the bucket.
Oh.
Fiddlesticks.
It's fiddlesticks.
So we're going to go around here, and I want you to, you know, reach into the bucket of radio-friendly curse words, pull out a word, and then as if you're working out, I want you to give this some oomph, and let's just see how we get pumped. Our muscles get pumped.
If we get gains?
Yes, exactly,
okay.
Gains.
Okay.
Mercedes, you can use the first word there.
Okay.
These are all radio-friendly, you guys. And as you're driving, feel free to shout out this word in your car and get the pump going.
I accidentally picked two. Well, I'll just put this there for next. So, do I have to do something
exercise? Then shout out that word.
Squat. Kitty whiskers. Kitty whiskers. Who says kitty whiskers?
That's a very common curse word. Give me some oomph in it, though. Give it like you mean it. Come on.
Kitty whiskers.
Yeah, there you go.
There's no gains to be had by kitty whiskers.
Yes, there
I'm
is.
Sorry.
Jocelyn, grab
Never
your...
Never heard that as a curse word replacement.
You got your radio-friendly curse word?
Yes, this is very SpongeBob of you,
okay,
JC.
Do a push-up, and then...
I can't do push-ups. I have no upper body strength.
You can't. Do it on your knees. You can do it on your knees. Come on, and then shout out the word.
Let's see if the mic goes down.
Just scream out the word really loud, Jocelyn.
Okay. Okay. Come on, Jocelyn.
Tartar sauce!
She did a full push-up
did
after she,
really?
She said tartar sauce.
See? Tartar sauce!
Just
really
gains.
Get into it.
You
tartar
try,
sauce!
You try it.
Okay, let me get in the bucket here.
Radio-friendly curse words.
Okay, so what did your family have, like, a replacement curse word? Like, you couldn't say anything, so your family had one? Because I remember, like, my mom would always say cheese and rice.
No, really? That was
yeah,
the one?
Yeah, she'd be like, cheese and rice. And I was like, what does that even mean? And I didn't realize that she was replacing it for someone else's name.
Do you want me to squat?
Well, air no, because, you know, what's that quarter inch difference going to be?
Fake curl?
Do a sit-up.
Sit-up? Actually get down and do a sit-up?
Yeah, get down, do a sit-up.
I'll do your butterfly sit-up.
Okay, do a butterfly sit-up and then scream out your word.
Fudge nuggets!
Let me see. Let's see your abs.
No.
Oh my God, it works! I am doing fudge nuggets forever.
Fudge nuggets.
That is ridiculous. Is this from your fake institute that
no,
you always?
The McMillan Institute.
Okay. I will do a push up. All right. Son of a motherless goat.
No. Look at you. Look at your chest. Your pecs are popping, Mercedes.
No, your that's pecs. Just my boobs. I'm PMSing. They're big right now.
All right, Jocelyn.
How do you do a lunge? Someone show me.
Oh, yeah. You know how to do a lunge.
Okay. Knee to the ground?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, do a lunge.
Okay. Snarf!
What is snarf?
Snarf.
Snarf.
No, you gotta
get... You got no gains from that one. Your left leg's gonna be bigger than your right leg.
Oh, you want to do one more?
JC, what do you... We're getting a lot of... tweets on words that people use instead. Well, some of these are, I cannot say, but fudge is a common one that a lot of people are tweeting us on.
Give me an exercise. I'm winded from my sit-up.
It's one single sit-up. How about you do a jumping squat?
A jumping squat? You show me how.
Where you
Oh.
Oh. Come on. Do five.
No, one is enough.
No,
okay.
Do five.
Listen, Miss CrossFit.
No,
five.
Just do it. Come on.
Watch your wire.
Monkey butter! Monkey butter!
There's no gains to be had. This is a ridiculous survey, JC.
Ridiculously awesome, Mercedes.
Mercedes in the morning. More next.
Coming up. It's coming up next
on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.